Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Before she was mother to global superstar Demi Lovato, Diana De La Garza was just Diana Hart. Now, Diana tells her story from the very beginning in this complete and genuinely affecting memoir. A former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, an aspiring country music star, and a perfectionist who wrestled with her body image, Diana also coped with a problematic husband and her own history of addiction. Something I can definitely relate to. She had terrible lows as a mother caring for her daughters with addictions while continuing to battle her own, but she also had incredible highs as she watched them break out in Hollywood to become strong, empowered young women. With tremendous strength, love, and faith, Diana's story offers a unique perspective and encourages families everywhere to just keep on believing. As a gift to someone you love or a gift of strength and inspiration for yourself, Falling with Wings by Diana De La Garza is a keeper. So, start reading now, available anywhere books are sold.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Shenanigans. I'm your host, Sheena Shea. And I just want to thank you for listening in again. We have an amazing guest coming in. He's very handsome and very single. His name is Robbie Hayes from The Bachelorette. He will be here in a few minutes. We're going to be answering some of your fan questions, talking Bachelorette, and everything in between. So, as you guys know by now, I've been living in Vegas for a few months, and I will say it is so much fun just being in a new city, going to see shows all of the time. But one thing I miss is my television shows. I have gotten so behind. Like, when I got to my apartment this morning, my DVR was 79% full, and I have episodes of Scandal and Grey's Anatomy and This Is Us and LA to Vegas and Riverdale and all of these shows that I'm just like, oh my God, how do I have time to catch up on this? So if you guys have any tips for me for binging the shows that I love watching, please, like, tweet me them, because I don't know how I'm going to catch up on all of this living in Vegas. There is just so much to do out there. Like, there's so many amazing restaurants. At the Paris Hotel, Mon Ami, it's this French restaurant. Oh my God, it is the best filet mignon you've ever had. There's another place called Hex. They have the best broccolini. I swear, I love broccoli. That is, like, one thing that it's like when you're a kid, it's like, eat your Brussels sprouts. Mine was eat your broccoli, and I love it. But yeah, I'm just always busy, and it's a good busy. It's so much fun because I'm never bored out there. I live so close to the strip. I can walk to the High Roller, go to the Link. Our show is done at 8:15 every night, and a lot of shows out there go on at like 9:30. So, like, last week, for example, I saw the Backstreet Boys. Oh my God, you guys, I got backstage. I got to meet all of them. There's a photo of all of us on my Instagram. If you haven't seen it and liked it, you can still do that. It was like my high school dreams coming true. I mean, I don't even think I ever was able to afford a ticket to go see them back in the day. So seeing them now at 32 years old, almost 33, It was so amazing. I don't know how your brain can remember lyrics to songs from like 15 years ago, but I did. And there are some songs of theirs that I'm like, wow, I never related to this until now. But that show was amazing. It was their last weekend in Vegas until July. So I was so glad I got to see that. And I want to see Elton John again. He's only there a little bit. Oh my God. There's so many good shows out there. But obviously, Sex Tips is the best show on the strip. The best 69 minutes you will have in Vegas. So if you haven't come and seen me yet, please do. The tickets are super cheap. They're starting at $39. You can stay after, get pictures with us. We're always hanging out at the bar, having drinks with the fans. I love meeting people. It is one of my favorite things. That's why I love doing what I do. And it just keeps me in such a good and happy mood all of the time, getting on stage, doing something I love doing, making people laugh every day, and then meeting you guys after. So if you haven't come to the show yet, please do take a selfie, do a snap, do a shot with me, and let's just have some fun in Vegas. So we're about to get into it with Robbie Hayes, but before we do the boy talk, I want to talk to my ladies for a minute. All right, ladies, so we all go through it, that fun time of the month when Aunt Flo comes to visit. I mean, we care about the ingredients in the food we eat and the beauty products we use, so why shouldn't the same be true of our feminine care products? I just got these sent to my condo in Vegas. It's called Lola. They are a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, and liners. And they're not those weird ones that don't have an applicator that you kind of have to shove up there. They're the real deal with the applicator. They started their company with a simple and seemingly obvious idea. Women shouldn't have to compromise when it comes to feminine care products. Lola products are 100% natural, 100% easy to feel good about. Unlike major brands, Lola offers complete transparency about the ingredients found in their tampons, pads, and liners. No BS, no mystery fibers, no more doubts about what's going up in your body. Lola products are 100% organic cotton with no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. Plus, Lola products come in a simple, customizable subscription, so you'll never need to make another frantic trip to the drugstore. Those are the worst. Lola will deliver exactly what you need, exactly when you need it. You know your body best, so Lola will give you 4 ways to tailor your Lola subscription to perfectly fit your needs. Lola makes your month a little bit easier. Our subscription is fully customizable. You can choose your mix of products, your perfect mix of absorbency, your number of boxes, and your frequency of delivery. So why not? It's making everything much easier for us ladies, especially me with my busy schedule. I don't have time to go and find a CVS in Vegas and park and all that. Lola subscription is super flexible. You can change, skip, or cancel at any time. Plus, it's founded by women for women. Right now, for 40% off your first order, visit mylola.com and enter Sheena when you subscribe. Get on it. Mylola.com and enter Sheena when you subscribe.
We're getting back into shenanigans.
All right, I want to welcome my guest, Mr. Robbie Hayes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. Second show. Happy to have you here.
Second to none, but I'll take it.
You know. Well, I had to have my best friend on my first show.
Makes sense.
When we were pitching this a year ago, it was literally, this has been in the works for a year. We did an Insta Live, and it was me, Ariana, and Lala. And it got a little out of hand. It did have a lot of attention. It got like 100,000 views live, but I wanted to try and redo that, so I brought her on first. So you're like my first real guest other than my best friend.
Put some testosterone in the room.
You should feel honored, is what I'm saying. And might I just point out that he is a Robert who I'm very happy goes by Robbie and not Rob.
I am too, as well.
Honestly, if your name was Rob, I don't know if we could be friends.
Honestly, if you said my name and his name as many times as you do and they were the same, I'd probably get sick of my own name. Watch.
I mean, I don't talk about him that much on our show. Like, low-key, barely mention him. Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, which I don't know why you wouldn't know, Robbie was on JoJo's season of The Bachelorette. He came in runner-up and was not not engaged at the end
single,
of the show.
Let's put it that way.
Yes, he is still single. We've said, I know so many people always ask if we're dating because I've hung out with Dixie, his dog. I am at his house often. We're very good friends. We've never hooked up. We are not dating, but we always joke that we're going to be each other's backup plan. So, like, in a couple years.
Joke?
Wait, oh, sorry.
What?
Oh, shit. Is that? I didn't know. I thought you were joking.
Can I leave? We're backups.
You know, we're like, okay, we'll be single for a couple more years. And then if we're still single and we're over it, then we're just going to get married pretty much. So, yeah. So we're not dating yet.
She is probably, you and Spot, probably my best friends in LA.
Yeah. Well,
and so that's why we're always together. Always comes over to the west side. She's got an early flight. She'll crash over, make sure she can make the flight in the morning. We have fun.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know who Spot is, that is Adam Spot, who is one of the newest stars of Vanderpump Rules. I will say I think he is the best looking guy, other than obviously the guys I've dated, best looking guy who's ever been on our show. Definitely the best looking guy who's ever worked at Sir. He is also single, ladies. If you would like to follow him on Instagram, it's at Spot with two T's, me a gram. And no, he doesn't do drugs. It's just a fun little play on words that I think he thought was funny back in college.
He's also very close to me as well. So he lives right down the road. So he's always over as well.
He's actually how I met Robbie. So Adam and I met last year working at Sir. And then the next time we hung out, he has all these hot guys from The Bachelor. And I was like, I have a boyfriend, so we can be friends. And that's how this friendship started, because I was in a relationship. And although all of Adam's friends are very good looking, they are just very good friends of mine. And they have inspired me when I moved back from Vegas this summer to move to the West Side.
Yes.
I'm excited.
So more of the story is Spot linked us. I actually had been being begged by Spot to come out to LA for about 8 months before I actually made it out there. He's like, bro, you got to come out, because he packed up his stuff, drove cross country, made it happen. And he was like, come out. You'll love it. It's awesome. You'll thrive out here. Sure enough, 8 months later, after he'd been begging me, I did it, and I'm not looking back.
Here you are.
It's great. I live a mile and a half from him, right down the road, Venice Beach Pier.
Yeah. And I think we were always like destined to be like best friends, because we met on 420.
We did meet on 420, didn't we?
For those of you who knows what that means, we have a mutual love.
For that day.
Yes, that day. So it's just kind of ironic that that's the day we met.
It's a funny story. It comes full circle.
Yeah, it really does. We met at Sir. Sir, a lot of things happen at Sir. All right, so before we get into fan questions, we're going to get into some shenanigans. We're going to play a little game of heads up. So do you want to give or take?
Ooh, I want to give.
Okay.
Instinctively.
All right. Well, if you're giving, then we're picking my favorite category, which is superstars.
Okay.
All right. Dun, dun, dun. Okay.
Give me a rundown real quick. Is this a contest between us? Are we on a team?
So we're going to see. You're just going to start giving the clues, but then we're going to switch, and we're going to see who can get the most in the time allotted.
Okay.
You can pick whatever category you want.
And we'll have to talk, right?
Yes. Or is it actions? It's only words.
Okay, good.
Use your words.
That would be good for a podcast, because they can't see my hands.
Right.
All right, good.
I mean, there is a camera right there, but.
There they are.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Superstars.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Josh Murray was on her stage in Vegas. She has a residency.
Celine Dion. Britney Spears.
You're getting a call from Adam Spot.
Adam, we're playing a game here. All right, let's try that again. He knows we're in this. Okay, now we got to start
His
it all
ears
over.
Were ringing. We were just
right?
talking about him for
Seriously.
Like 15 minutes.
Okay, starting over.
Here we go, superstars. Get ready. 3, 2, 1. Don't know him. Next. Step Brothers.
Will Ferrell.
Yes. Don't know. Crazy pop singer. Crazy hair. Outfits.
Lady Gaga.
Yes. Next. She was on. She was a judge of. Oh, Spot's calling again.
Oh my God! Can
you should answer.
I know. I should have. You know what? I'm. We're gonna take a pause on this game.
Let's call Spot back. See what's so important.
Yeah, we're gonna see what's so important with him.
Spotticus.
Why'd you not answer?
Right?
Can you silence the ring?
Hello?
Hey. So, were your ears like literally ringing? Because Robbie and I are talking about you filming my podcast, recording my podcast, trying to play a game of Heads Up, and your call has interrupted the game twice.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Is it urgent?
Hey, Robbie.
Hey, buddy.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, you're like on the air.
You're live
so,
on the air.
Is there anything you would like to say?
First time listener, first time caller. Really excited.
We were literally just talking about you and how we met, how you're the hottest guy who's ever been on the show, etc. So it's just funny that you interrupted our game twice.
Spot, what do we have coming up March 12th?
I'm very flattered. Thank you guys so much. Did Robbie say I was the hottest guy on the show? Because that's really what means a lot to me.
I mean, I know that's what matters. So, yeah. Robbie said it, not me.
What Sheena thinks, I think.
Yeah.
We are one and the same.
We're the same. So.
How's it going?
It's going great. Did you need something, or may I call you back after?
Yeah, just give me a call back after.
Okay.
Love your Spot.
All right, have fun.
Bye. Guys, bye. I'm like, you know I'm doing
That's
this right
so
now.
Funny.
It's
that
so
is funny.
Funny
though.
Okay. We're going to try this. Again, third time's a charm.
Okay.
Third time is a charm. All right. I got to get the adult one, the supervision or whatever it's called. That's a fun category. Okay.
Get ready. 3, 2, 1. She's got a sister, Bella.
Gigi Hadid?
Mm-hmm. He makes watches. Very famous girls' watches.
Christian Dior. No.
You're close. You know it.
Michael Kors.
Yes.
I have that purse.
I get her and Lady Gaga confused sometimes. with
Pink?
Russell Brand.
Oh, Russell Brand. Katy Perry.
Yes. Next. Next. You probably have this purse too.
Chloe, Chanel, Armani.
Yes.
Okay.
Tennessee, Nashville, country singer, big old boobies.
Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't know Bethany Frankel.
What?
I don't know.
Real Housewives of New York, skinny girl. Oh my God, that's my girl. I was on her talk show. She's
I don't know
awesome.
Her.
Okay, so
guess I got to keep up with my housewives.
You don't know who Candace Cameron is?
Mm-mm.
Full House.
Gosh.
DJ Tanner. All right, one,
Beats
two,
me.
Three, four. Okay, I got five. So
my
now,
favorite part about that is that the audience will be able to hear Robbie whispering the answers to you. He's like in the mic. He's like,
I was, you know, I was borderline ready to guess.
I feel like I'm mouthing it. I can't hear my own voice with these on.
All right, Sheena
Just
five,
cut that up.
Robbie. Okay, pick your category.
All right.
From up there. Here we go.
Easy. Blockbuster movies.
Oh, God, I'm not going to be good at describing these, but let's try.
We're playing. You ready?
Okay, down if you get it right, up if it's a pass. I think Rob Schneider was in this. Like, lions, tigers, bears, not an apartment.
Wizard of Oz.
But no, they don't live in an apartment, but it's a what you live in.
Oh, walking tip.
Yeah, skip
midi,
it.
Midi.
No, you didn't get it right.
Oh, I went.
Angelina Jolie. She's a badass in this.
Wanted.
No. Like everyone
Tomb
wants
Raider.
To be. Yes, that one. Yeah. Next. Okay. They are puppets. Kermit. Miss Piggy. You
yeah, the Muppet movie.
You can't cheat and look at it.
I couldn't remember the name.
Okay,
of it.
The cat from Shrek who talks and is a
oh,
big
Boots.
Guy. Yeah, but what's his name?
Boots and Fur. Boots and Kitten. Boots and Pussy
this?
Boots.
Yes.
Puss in Boots.
I don't know. You don't go down when
Shit.
You get it. Okay, Quentin Tarantino, Uma Thurman.
Yeah, Kill Bill Volume 1.
You're just cheating left and right. All right. Robbie, I think I won this round.
That was a hard one. I think I should have done a different subject.
Yeah, you should have. Okay, so the next category that I want to get is adult supervision. Ooh, and now they have an even adulter 2 version. All right, I gotta splurge 2.0? And buy those for next time. Yeah, adult 2.0.
Damn.
I don't know what that's about, but you know what? If you guys keep listening in, we're going to be playing that on this show.
Ayo.
So, anywho, all right. How about we get into some fan questions?
I'm in.
All right. So, at Kiss and Makeup Melissa on Instagram wanted to know if you've come to my show in Vegas and how you thought it was. Obviously, yes, you've come.
Obviously, this is the first question. So, yes, I came to the premiere, actually, because Sheena is my best friend, as we talked about. I was there. There's a large group of us, about 12, and I was literally falling out of my seat laughing for the entire show. It was hilarious. And it's very impressive because there's only, what, 3 of you on stage the entire time?
Yeah.
It's only 3 characters.
For the most part, it's just 2 of us. And then some scenes, there are 3 of us on stage. But
that's it the whole time.
Yeah.
You're up there entertaining. It's awesome. It's a dope show.
Well, thanks.
I'll be back.
Yeah, we did early January. We had a big media opening night. I had like 20, 30 friends fly out from LA and come to the show. And I'm not one who normally gets nervous before I go on stage, but seeing all of the familiar faces in the audience, I thought was going to make me more nervous, but it actually didn't.
Did it?
It was so much fun because I'm like looking out and then I see like all of my friends laughing. I was like, yes,
I'm doing it.
So
no, it's great. And I can tell that you put some work into it because that was night one and it was flawless.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I will say, I just want to give you a shout out here on my podcast. Robbie introduced me to my Vegas BFF. Her name is Stephanie. He stayed an extra night in Vegas. We hung out, and I'm just like, oh, God, who is this girl you're bringing out with us? Like, I'll be nice to her. And her and I totally hit it
That's
off.
That's Sheena getting jealous, guys. That's Sheena getting jealous.
Well, I mean, we are going to get married one day, so. But, you know, I had to stoke out the check out the competition. But
yeah, it was really funny for like the next week to see you guys in each other's Snapchats every single night. I was like, oh, you guys just
and then
hit it off, huh?
She took me to the Magic Mike show, and then I went back again.
And again.
And I'm going back again tomorrow. It's a good show, guys. It's a really good show. If you haven't seen it.
It's not as good as Sheena's, but
No, but the thing is, you can see mine at 7 and then go see theirs at like 10 or 10:30, whatever time it's
at. You can see Sheena's at 7 and then probably walk with Sheena there to see it. She'll probably be going, chances are.
I wouldn't walk. I would probably.
There you go. Uber.
Yeah.
Plug.
Lyft. Go Lyft. Plug. Yeah. Okay, so next question that came in was from at SimSingHHH, and they would like to know how your life has been since doing The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise.
It's been great. Part of it's been nonstop travel. You know, you always are off in some other city doing a show.
Yeah, you're always leaving me.
I know. Well, you left me for 4 months, so we can talk about that later.
Okay.
But it's been great. You know, I've met so many cool people through the events, the appearances, the shows, the traveling, everything that I've done, seen so many cool places that it's really priceless. And thinking back, like when I was 26, 25, and like, you know, ready to take that next step, marriage or whatever that may be, I'm getting so much traveling and seeing so many cool places that I'm thankful that I have this, you know, this openness to be able to do this. I feel blessed.
Yeah. Well, we're in this single life together, so we gotta stay single.
Oh, I mean,
we've known each other less than a year and we've already been in 4 different cities and states.
I was gonna
say,
we've taken on a lot of towns together.
We have.
I know, I like it.
I mean, LA is like our home. We've been to Atlanta, New York, Vegas. We're planning an Australia trip later this year.
We are planning an Australia trip. You just have to get out of that after the show, right?
Yes. We want to go. It's their winter right now. So we want to go when it's their summer.
That's true. Yeah.
So
I think it's fall for them. Anyone from Australia?
It's like fall,
call in?
Winter. It's like towards the end of the year. Like our winter is their summer. So
we can wait.
Yeah,
we'll plan that.
Totally.
Speaking of New York, when's that WWH? What is the one?
Well, by the time that this is on, I'll already have done it, but I'm going on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that was the clip I got.
Wait, what?
From their last one. Can I show you a clip I got sent?
Oh, sure.
So what is that? What's that show?
Watch What Happens Live?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know
I think
what...
it was their last filmed one, but...
when I was there
last month? My buddy sent
last
me this
month?
Clip of an Eric.
What?
Of an Eric.
Who's Eric? That's Carl.
Carl.
Oh, yeah. No, 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 no. That did not happen. Let me set the record straight.
Let me play it again. Ready?
I think what she was upset about is that other people were talking about it on our behalf, which was frustrating because Kristen was not there, Stassi was not there, and Steven was not there either.
Right. So. Okay.
There you go.
Apparently, I wasn't there either. But no.
Making me all sorts of jealous all the time.
What I see as hooking up is, like, you have sex. That's what I would think hooking up is. And I think the majority of the world would take, when he says, yeah, we hooked up twice, is that we had sex. We did not. We had a couple drunken makeouts, a couple nights in New York. Like, give a girl a break. I
thought
single.
It was funny. I just got sent it this morning. I was like, I'm definitely bringing this up on Sheena's podcast for sure.
Yeah. So, no. So, I've set the record straight. I'm setting it straight again. His ex was just on the show recently, Lauren Workus, and she even said it straight. Was like, no, they made out, and you know, she's like, but that's what Carl does. He leads people on. And you know, I will say, I thought he was very much a gentleman until he aired my business out there, putting his own twist on it without my permission. And I thought that was a pretty slimy thing to do.
Well,
Carl,
I'm glad that I gave you the platform and opportunity to send something back.
Thank you so much.
Love you still.
So, yeah, love you too. So let's talk about how on Bachelor in Paradise, your title was social media influencer.
Ooh,
you're so cool, Robbie Hayes.
You can find me on the side of the highway holding up a cardboard sign that says, we'll work for likes, legitimately. And I'm wearing a Ransack.
But how, I mean, that it is a business, though. With all of us in reality TV.
It's my main source of income right
now.
You
know, it's
I have a 6 or 7 source of income. It's probably my main one.
Yeah.
It's taking off. I mean, I think we've just seen the tip of the iceberg. And with all jokes aside, you know, former competitive swimmer on Bachelorette, I hadn't swum a lap in 4 years. I've got
four degrees.
I've got a finance degree, a real estate degree, a minor in Spanish, and a master's in finance.
Yeah.
And they went with former professional swimmer. My last race was in 2012 at the Olympics. Like, come on. That was a while ago.
Yeah.
And so then they put social media influencer. And I mean, that's fine. We all do it. We're all doing it.
And I will admit that was before I knew Robbie personally, and I made fun of him
every
week.
She judged me. Thanks. Thanks, Sheena. Now look at
us. I was like, Adam, your friend Robbie from college. Like, he thinks I didn't know.
Robbie from college.
I mean.
I call my little brother in my fraternity Ian from college. So it's funny you said that.
That's funny. But I didn't know, really, that you don't get to pick your title on the show until, like, Bachelor in Paradise, obviously. I mean, it's such, like, a parody. Like, it's a funny show, but it's like, then that season it was like, oh, scallop fingers and all of these other, like,
and then
stupid
they made
titles.
Me be the copper tone baby in my Speedo with doing the turnaround with the
Did you hate that though?
I didn't mind it at all.
Yeah, I definitely snapped at him that.
Did you?
I was like, look at your friend.
You're such an ass.
But now we're besties, so
besties.
It's all good.
What's next?
How long were you there when you did Bachelor in Paradise?
We filmed for 15 days, and it's supposed to be longer than that. However, if you remember, we got sent home for a week and a half in between, so we were crunched for time, which made for very late nights, 6 a.m.-ish, and very early wake-ups at 8 a.m.-ish to get all the filming in to, you know, fill the summer slots that they had already purchased on ABC for Monday nights.
Yeah. Now, one thing I've always been curious about, and I'm sure a lot of other people are, when in, like, the rose ceremonies, like, on The Bachelorette, what time do those happen? Because sometimes when people are doing their interviews at the end, it's like the sun's up. Like,
that's
do those not happen
night.
Till like 5 a.m. sometimes?
It's the first night, second night, or first rose ceremony, second rose ceremony. But that first night, you're doing the rose ceremony about 7, 8 a.m.
And is the
and you
person...
walk out, it's 9 a.m., it's bright, yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
I don't know if you know this because you haven't been The Bachelor, but that's going to be my next question. The person who is The Bachelor or Bachelorette, on that first night, how could they possibly remember all the names? Are they taking a break? Do they have a little piece in their ear? Like,
there's no way. I mean, I couldn't even do it myself, especially with all the drinking that's involved.
Right.
However, you know, that lead role, JoJo, would give out 3 roses, go back, grab 3 more, and then she'd come out. She probably has a name she knows, you know. So she'd go back. She wasn't just sitting up there nonstop.
Yeah. I mean, obviously,
she'd go back.
Again.
We'd sit there and wait for 5 minutes while she deliberated back there, and then she'd come.
Television shows are edited, people. They are edited.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh,
a lot of people don't know that. They think the, like, 45-second conversation I had was the entire thing and not, like, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So, but I've always wondered that. I'm like, there's no way that they can remember all of those names.
No.
But obviously, it's
edited
together.
Yeah, there was 26 of us the first night when I was there. That's a lot.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So how did it feel making it almost all of the way?
Like I've always said, I wouldn't change anything.
Yeah.
I've been on two seasons of ABC's franchise with The Bachelor, and I've never been eliminated from a rose ceremony. So that's something to talk about,
hey.
You know, right?
Yeah.
Not just one, but two. And so making it to the end, you know, when it got down to about five people, they separate you. You don't see the guys. You only see them at rose ceremonies. Mm-hmm. You're assigned a producer, and it's just you and him or you and her for the entire next month if you last that long. And then once you get to rose ceremonies, you see each other. You catch up, blah, blah, blah. She does her thing, and then you're out. You're back again. And so when it got down to the final two, I'm like, you know what? I don't even think there's another guy here. You've seen previous seasons where,
you
like, she'll go the night before
yeah.
and be like, you know what? It's not you. I'm not going to put you through that and make you give your pre-proposal speech, walk down there and get dressed. But no, she didn't do that for me. But that's how I felt. I felt like I was the only guy still there for her. And that's what they make you feel like, you know. You're secluded. You're alone. You don't have a phone to talk to anyone. I can't call my mom for girl advice, blah, blah, blah. So it just bottles up in your head, and it's all you think about.
Yeah.
It becomes overwhelming. You become infatuated. It's how you fall in love so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came down
to it. And
JoJo's,
she's awesome. I mean, I would not think she's a hard girl to fall in love with. Her and I have been friends for a couple years now.
Not a single bad thing to say about JoJo.
No, she's amazing. She's drop dead gorgeous. She is such a sweetheart. Her and Jordan still seem super happy
together.
They seem
great. Yeah.
And yeah, so yeah, she seems like an easy girl to fall in love with. And I think you and I can relate on being in love on reality television and having the backlash from social media.
You think?
Looking dumb. You know, I mean, some of the things you say, it's like when you watch it back, are you like, why did I say that? Like, do you ever have regrets or?
So I see what you're saying. People can say stuff and think that, you know, I get caught up in moments. I'm very emotional. I think I was the first one to say I love you on the show. Like, mm-hmm. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. It's how I've always been.
I'm the same way.
And for that reason, I do get, you know, lovey-dovey and mushy, but that's just me. I'm not, like, trying to, like, come off as a hard ass on the show. You know, I'm this guy from the South, blah, blah, blah. I don't show emotions. Blah,
yeah.
Blah. So I get into it, and it was great. And, you know, with that being said, I'm able to be more of myself when I'm around her
because
I'm not trying to be something I'm not in front of the cameras.
Yeah.
And when it is her and I sitting there talking, it looks like it's just us on television to the average viewer, but there's 15 people,
as you know,
within a 5-foot radius.
Yeah.
Five with cameras, four with boom mics, three selling you, oh, kiss now, like all sorts of stuff. So the first 2 weeks is an adjustment, and then you kind of forget everything that's around you.
Yeah.
And it's just her. So
totally. One thing I will say that always bothers me while watching The Bachelor or The Bachelorette is on the one-on-one dates, they never eat the food. And the food always looks so good. I'm like, why aren't you eating that steak? It's going to get cold. It probably already is cold. Like, yeah. I want that steak.
They feed us, especially coming from your show, working at a restaurant. So it's a shocker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they feed us in the hotel before we go. And then that's really just for show. And we could nibble at it if
looks.
We want. But
yeah.
It's probably been sent
they
there
never do.
Yeah.
No one ever eats the
and
food.
And that's because it messes with the mic when we're talking.
Yeah, see, for me, I try in every scene possible to eat on my show because ever since I got in shape, people think I'm anorexic. And I'm like, if you knew how much I ate, you probably would hate me more.
Just go follow her because she's always working out. I see her workout snaps
all
the time.
I'm always working out. And then I followed up with In-N-Out a lot, too, because I live across the street from one. It's too convenient.
It's all about moderation.
Exactly. But I love me a good cheeseburger. And that's just one thing that's always bothered me. I'm like, I got to ask them, why don't you eat the food?
That's why.
Like, are you just like afraid you're going to get food
stuck
in your
teeth? They
don't
want any of that interference with the mic. And especially in those moments, like those are like when you finally get one-on-one time with her. And there's no one to butt in. There's no one to, you know, say, hey, can I have a moment? So you're just sitting there for 45 minutes. You can have good conversation. So if something came out, like that's where I told her I loved her.
Yeah.
It was like right there. And they don't want to miss that, you know.
Right.
They want the authenticity of doing it the first time. Sure, they can go back and say, hey, do that again. You were chewing during it. But they want the authenticity of it.
Yeah. Makes sense. I get it.
Let's produce a show.
Should we?
We should.
Aww.
Send in ideas.
Yes. Okay. I have another question that came in for you from @peacelove_Andrea. This, I don't know how up to date you are in your Vanderpump Rules, but I was, as we're saying, a little, low-key little, Rob-sessed this season. And apparently I bragged about how handy he is and how he could hang a TV on a wall in like under 7 minutes. So everyone wants to know.
Under 7 minutes?
Robbie.
Shit.
How long does it take you to hang a TV on a wall?
I don't know if I could hit under 7 minutes because I'm a Capricorn. I'm kind of a perfectionist.
Uh-huh.
I like to do things right. But you've been in my room. You've seen my hanging TV there on the wall. There's not a wire in sight. It's all back behind the wall. Drop down, drop in.
I will say this guy's room, it's like you never need to leave it. There's a mini fridge. There's a full bar. I mean,
Keurig coffee.
Literally.
There's a puppy. It's always in there.
I mean, that bathtub.
Double head shower, jacuzzi bath.
It's amazing.
Are you listening, ladies? Is everybody listening? Should we run that back?
It's amazing.
Are you listening, ladies? Is everybody listening? Should we run that back?
Okay. So a couple weeks ago, Robbie had an appearance in Vegas, and I swooped him at the airport. We hung out for a bit. I did my show, and then I had to fly to LA, and I had to be on the West Side early in the morning for a hair appointment. Got my weave done. And he had offered for me to stay at his place with Dixie, his dog. She's a sweetheart. And I felt like I was in my own little hotel there.
Right.
It was like I had everything I needed. I lit a candle. I had a nice bubble bath. I was like, ooh, he's got the bath balls, like put on planet Earth. I was in my zone.
I have a bad Amazon shopping addiction. I probably buy something every day, whether it's like batteries because I need them or
so easy.
Bath salts, all sorts of stuff.
Just swipe to order.
Right? It's too
easy. Way too easy, Amazon. But not mad at it, but it is way too easy.
But yeah, I can change a tire pretty quick.
Oh, how quick can you do that?
Get my hands a little more dirty than a TV.
But after I stayed at your house, there were things on the internet that we both saw. People were like, oh my God, they're dating. Sheena's snapping Dixie from Robbie's bed. I'm like, Robbie's not even in the bed with me. It was just me. He's in Vegas.
Well, I wasn't
I'm in
the bed with you that time, but yeah.
Well, that time.
No, yeah, I got a lot. There's all those like slithering message boards where they're like, oh my God. Robbie, that's Robbie's dog and Sheena Snap.
And that's Robbie's blanket.
That's Robbie's bed mattress. What's going on here? Someone help.
Yeah, again.
We're here to help, guys.
Not yet. Stay tuned. So, Robbie, as we were saying earlier, people saw, you know, photos and snaps that I posted from your bed. So that is one thing I wanted to bring up. I mean, it's the thing you spend like half of your life on. You know, your back and your body deserve the best, right? So that's why, thank God, there's Casper. The original Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with the right amounts of both sink and bounce. It's a breathable design that helps you sleep cool and regulates your body temperature throughout the night. With over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars across Casper, Amazon, and Google, Casper is becoming the internet's favorite mattress. Now, I have been on one of these at a gifting suite, and I will say they are supes comfortable. Not only does Casper cut out the middleman, but they sell directly to you with affordable prices. They offer hassle-free returns. If you're not completely satisfied, it's delivered right to your door in a small, how do they do that box? Plus, they offer free shipping and returns in the U.S. and Canada. And right now, get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/Sheena and using Sheena at checkout. That's casper.com/Sheena and use Sheena at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. All right. Well, those are the fan questions I had. I know this answer, but I'm sure some people are wondering, after doing Bachelor in Paradise, why didn't you do Winter Games? Did you get the option to? Did you not want to?
They mentioned it to me, but I was a little heated after the way Paradise ended that I promptly declined going on another ABC show. With that being said, I'm kind of glad I didn't do it. It was quick.
It was super quick.
I think it was very jumbled. I'm sure the ratings were all right, but I think that overall people were kind of like, what's next?
Yeah.
But after Paradise, I'm still out there. I'm being pitched for different talent buyers for TV shows, so I told my entertainment attorney that all I really want to do is be on Vanderpump. So,
hey, well, you know, the best way to get on the show is you have to date someone on the show
or date Sheena.
I'm the only single person, so I'm your only option.
Again, stay tuned.
Yeah. I see, I was looking on Instagram the other day and it looks like Ashley I finally found love. From Winter Games.
Is she still with? See, I didn't watch any of the Winter Games.
I did. I mean, you know me. I'm like Team Bachelor Nation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't miss a season. I have a lot of friends who have been on the show. But I did see on Instagram, it looks like they're still together.
That's good.
So good.
I like
her.
Ashley. She's great.
Yeah,
I've been
she's
to a few
a sweetheart.
Dodgers game with her. See her on LA. She's great.
Yeah, and I love her makeup. Just gotta shout that out.
There you go.
She
Ashley
cries
I.
it off, but it still looks good. As you can see, I'm wearing your line right here.
Let's
Leisure.
Start that. Let's run that back.
Okay.
Everybody, pay attention. Sheena is in here, not only bringing me in on the second ever episode of her podcast, which I'm sure is going to have like 150 before we know it.
Yeah.
But she's thanks. Also repping a Leisureletics off-the-shoulder sweater, and it is amazing.
Thank you.
You guys can find it on our website at Leisureletics. It's amazing.
And this is something that you're doing with Chase, correct?
With Chase. And as well, we partnered with the Clothing by All Guys.
Okay.
They do the Bachelor Wine yoga tanks that everyone wears.
Oh, yeah.
That JoJo and all them do when they're in the main role. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of gave us a springboard to jump off of, you know.
Yeah.
So they've already got the Shopify account. They've already got the website. They've already dealt with retail clothing. So it gave Chase and I a six-month head start. And then we took our platform, which is, you know, 85-90% women, and revolved this company around yoga pants. And so it's been
smart.
A hit. It's been great. And 6 months later, we're cash positive. And
yeah.
For a startup, that's great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have some great apparel. I have quite a few things from the line, and I love it. This sweatshirt, I will say, it has like that 80s off-the-shoulder vibe, which is so my style, and it's super soft on the inside.
It is dope.
Yeah, that was one thing I made sure to pack when I moved to Vegas. I was like, I need that sweatshirt. And I brought it today to wear
just
for
you.
You
don't even need anything underneath it. It's just great.
I don't have anything underneath it.
I know. I watched change.
Is there anything else that you're working on right now that you want to get into a little more that we haven't yet?
I wish. There is something just as of recently I've been working on, about a week ago. But it is nowhere near ready to be announced.
Okay.
It's very infant stages. In fact, I have a workshop planned for tomorrow where I'm going to lock myself in a room with my two partners that we're planning on and just for 4 hours, just jot down on paper.
Again, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
I swear. So you guys, Robbie's house is like his own little – you guys should have – one of the things you're pitching, it should be a reality show in that house. I don't know if that's what you're talking about. You don't have to say anything. But I'm friends with all of these guys. They're all – so good looking. They're all single. They all have very interesting lives and live together in one house. I don't know how they do it without killing each other. Yeah.
It's great. And we've actually been offered to do kind of like an MTV Cribs style run through of the house.
Uh-huh.
You know Lauren Zima?
Yeah.
She was going to do it over there with her outlet. But I think we just kind of fell apart and didn't keep up with it.
Okay.
So it never happened. But I think you're on something there.
Yeah.
It is fun. And Dixie kind of, she's the house mom.
She's the lady of the house.
Around. She's got like four dads. She's
yes.
great. She loves it. She's spoiled rotten.
I just wanted to throw that out there. If that wasn't something that's already in the works, it should be. I also can help produce it. I know all you guys really well. Just throwing that out there. But all right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in again. Robbie, thank you for being my second guest.
Thank you for having me. I had a blast.
And we're going to be drinking on the West Side tonight.
Guys,
so.
Go see Sheena's show.
Yes.
Go to Vegas, go to the Paris, and go see it. It's worth it.
Sex tips for straight women from a gay man. Every night except Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
See you there.
Hey, humans. David Smalley here from the Dogma Debate Podcast right here on Podcast One, where we talk about all the things you're not supposed to discuss at work, religion, politics, abortion, racism, slavery.
And that's only when we open the Bible.
We discuss Islam, Islamophobia.
What does that even mean?
We chat with vegans, animal rights activists, and even visit factory farms to see it for ourselves. I invite people from multiple backgrounds to convert me into their worldview. But as long as they're okay with being respectfully challenged,
you better bring your evidence.
And I never lose sight of how both the left and the right are seeming to lose their minds. So basically, we're solving all the world's problems right here on Dogma Debate.
And you've been missing it.
Download Dogma Debate on iTunes, Stitcher, or podcast1.com.
All right, I want to thank everyone for listening in again. Thank you to my very special guest, Robbie Hayes. He was awesome. I'm going to get out of here. We're going to go get some drinks. But be sure, if you don't already, to follow me on all of my social media handles, Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. It's all at Sheena. You can also follow at Shenanigans on Instagram. We'll have behind-the-scenes footage with games and different things with the guests that you can't see other than there. So check it out.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans. Download new episodes every Tuesday and subscribe on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com or at Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here, boy. I'ma make you mine. Yeah. Do you want it?